technology has brought people together, which means not only that civilizations are together, also means conflicts are closer together. My problem has become my neighbor's problem. So my question is, how do we see the future? Are there indications, are there forecasts, are there signs through which we can learn something and get some guidance?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam, he didn't leave anything without explaining. Do you believe in that or not?
Absolutely.
So he showed us what is halal, what is haram. Do you believe in that or not? He explained to us what's going to happen of events in his time, after his time, and in the time where everything is going to end in an era for judgment. Do we believe in that or not? So if we believe in that, and we are speaking from only an Islamic perspective or a religious perspective, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in the message of Islam, then we have to take into consideration what Prophet said. We cannot take into consideration what leaders of the world are saying, because they are leaders for not as spiritual leader. Spiritual leader and religious leader is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the seal of messenger, he is the prophet. So whatever else says, we do not take it into consideration. So what to us is important is what Prophet mentioned. Now Prophet said that this dunya is not going to live forever. As Muslims, one of our beliefs is to believe in the Judgment Day, which is not the dunya live forever. For the Judgment Day to come, when Sayyidina Jibreel asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the famous hadith of Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq, Jibreel asked Prophet, مَتَ السَّاعَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, where is the judgment? He said, the one that being asked doesn't know more than the one that being that asked. Means me and you, we don't know. Now Allah, if He wants to make Prophet to know, He will know. And for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that knowledge to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that Allah gave ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin, Prophet said, we gave to him. So, for sure he knows, but there is no permission to indicate. So he said, I don't know. Then Jibreel asked him about the signs of that. And then the Prophet mentioned the signs. So, Prophet put a scenery in front of us. He said, okay, this will happen. As these events are happening, means your time, the time is ending. So, when Prophet ﷺ said that, then we have to focus on what he predicted. As Muslims, we are not focusing. So we don't know, still we are somewhat guessing in what is going around the world, and what is going this, and what is this. A Prophet said what's going to happen. Then from what he said, then we have to take a lesson as examples. If we don't take, then it is our mistake. We didn't achieve. We didn't try to learn. Because our hope, people, their hope is to live long. And their hope is to live in a very fancy style. Prophet ﷺ, one day, a Sahabi with Prophet, and Prophet said, come on with me. You are not someone stranger. I want to go with you to my daughter's house. So Prophet took that Sahabi with him, invited him. And he knocked at the door of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra. And he said, she said, who is at the door? He said, your father at the door. And I have one man with me, cover yourself. She said, oh my father, I don't have anything to put on me for a stranger, except one of Sayyidina Ali's clothes. He said, put it. And then, for her cover she didn't have, Prophet gave her his robe to put on. He gave her something to put on her head, and he entered the door. And she said, she was like, you know, her father, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We wish that Allah accept us with the feet of Prophet or under his feet. She said, Ya Abi, oh my father, I'm very hungry. Since yesterday, I don't have anything in my stomach. And Prophet said, oh my daughter, never mind, be patient. Since 3 days I didn't have anything in my stomach. And I have married you to someone that there is no resemblance between any man in dunya like me. Thank you. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the whole Quran, in the ahadith. Everywhere he described his Prophet and raised his name with his name and described it as the highest and best of creation. And for 3 days he has nothing in his stomach. Why? Because all the Prophet and his Sahaba and his message to us as Muslims is for us not to look for dunya. For Prophet, dunya is ending. So he is doing his best for akhirah. He is hungry 3 days. Okay, I'm hungry 3 days. Difficult, but they suffered, but they were patient to build up their akhirah. We, the Muslims, in general, the answer is that we are Muslim people. Most of our desires is not as Sahaba's desire or Prophet's desire. We are looking for dunya more than we are looking for akhirah. our eighth goal is more for dunya. So when you are more for dunya, then all these ahadith that Prophet predicted are not any more of value to you. You don't look into it. You might be looking into how to pray because you see that your obligation is to pray in dunya. How to fast, how to make hajj, how to give zakat, which are these normal issues that everyone has to follow in dunya, but forgetting what is more important that gives you encouragement to do more when you look at the ahadith of Prophet ﷺ that mentioned the Akhirah. And Prophet ﷺ has explained many of what is going to happen, but we close our ears, we close our eyes, and we don't want to hear it and we don't want to see it. Now when you are asking, yeah, of course, dunya, Prophet ﷺ said that he was being sent to Akhirah, to near the judgment day, like these two fingers are near each other, as he pointed these two fingers. He did two, these two, how they are close to each other. He was sent like that, and we as Muslims see that it is still far away. And still we are making programs and plans for years to come. Whatever you are going to do, I'm sorry to say it, we are going to die. You sit hungry or not hungry, one day you are going to die. You eat rice alone or bread alone with no food, it's going to be enough, and then you are going to die. Or you eat a full meal, still you are going to die. So the importance is what, not what to eat, and not what to have of wealth, is how much is enough for you. How much it is enough to make you content. The importance is to be content and satisfied with what Allah gave. That is the most important. That is what we have to look forward through our eyes. That if Allah is happy with us, we are happy with Him. That's what we mean. You can find on top of a mountain in India, in your country, or in Malaysia, your country, or in Middle East, or wherever, someone sitting on the top of the mountain in a small hut, with little bit food, and living 70, 80, 90, 100 years, he's happy, and he is dying, and he doesn't care with all this dunya, he's going to die one day, he's happy with his life. And someone living in a palace, all people around him, he's happy or not happy, going to die, both of them the same. That one, the importance is what I was yesterday reading in Imam Ghazali's book, Kashafatul Ghuyub book. How much is the person content with what Allah has given? If he's content, he's satisfied, alhamdulillah, that's what he means. So when he is happy with what Allah gave to him and content, then of course he's going to see that what he has to do for his actions. And then you have more information what is going to happen every day. Prophet ﷺ said, there will be coming a time that the old countries around the world is going to come against, coming fully to destroy them. And it is, it's not its problem with its problem with you, and we don't want to hide it. It's not problem only with Muslim, it's a problem with Islam. Because Islam cannot, you cannot play with Islam. Islam is a full religion, the perfect religion. You cannot change it. Like in other religions, people are changing. Now you have piano, you have violin, you are having dancing, you have chanting. I was last week looking for a mosque, and I passed by a something where they worship. I was supposed to mention a church, and I was surprised. I never saw something like that. The speaker so hot, so loud, can hear it from the street. So I was looking, thinking the same. And these people are chanting, and one lady is singing, and all these people with the drums and so on, might be 10 people are drumming and singing violin and piano and all this. And there inside, you see the men and women are dancing. They are completely falling into pieces, taken. And the other ladies or other men are making what you say, like that, when someone has a problem or
comforting.
And suddenly,
oh, you were playing the drum.
And suddenly, it's like that. It's not terrible. It's a religion that you cannot say, I want to modernize it. Or if the right word modernity is acceptable, you cannot say, I can modernize Islam. Islam is Islam. So, it's a problem. So he said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, countries are coming. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, are we from Killa? What's Killa?
This lesser amount.
Lesser amount. He said, no. You are not lesser amount. You are so much. You would be too many. But no boys. Nothing. You are weak. Cannot do anything. This is, he described the situation of the Ummah. Show me the Muslim can do anything. They went to Arab summit. They curse each other inside. This is the leader of the Muslim. So what you are expecting? Prophet described that. When he said, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted from me two prayers, and one he said no. I swear, this is from the signs of the last day. That when I asked him, Ya Rabbi, don't destroy my ummah by flood or earthquake, Allah accepted. I said yes. And don't destroy them by plague. He said yes. this is one, both of them. And the second is, Ya Rabbi God, destroy them from a huge country as a whole. And no one can destroy the Muslims, in the whole Muslims together. Anyone around the world would not be able to do that. And Prophet mentioned that. He said, I accept that. And when he said, Ya Rabbi, don't let them to fight with each other, he said, this is not. They are going to keep fighting with each other. I'm letting that on them. And this is, we are seeing this or not. This is from the signs of the last days. The Muslims before, they were not fighting with each other. They were supporting each other. The Ottomans, 500 years. The Abbasids, the Almighty, the Amawi. All of them were working together. Now what you are historian. Now they divided each other into many countries. How many Muslims are there? Seven? No. Whatever. It's around six. So this is what we are seeing today. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقتتل فئتان عظيمتان حتى تقتتل فئتان عظيمتان دعواهما واحدة لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقتتل فئتان عظيمتان دعواهما واحدة. He said there will judgment day would not come, means from the signs of the last days, until two big groups will fight together and the problem is one. And now what you are seeing today is two camps. And Grand Sheikh now, if you want to go to the scriptures, Grand Sheikh said that 98 of the signs for Mahdi alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam appeared. There are left two signs for him to, for his appearance. One of them, he said, the whole world, the whole Arab countries and Muslim countries, the whole Arab countries will be within the
alliance
with United, with America. And that will solve the Palestinian problem. Then he said, there will be a big war. Now if we look behind a little bit, we see that most of the Arab countries, their leadership are with America. Show me one of these Arab countries that in the majority are not with America. Who is not with America? No, the opposition is coming. Opposition is coming. If they get him, they get him out, so they... Sudan is not America now. They are solving for them the problem of the South.
Sham.
Since 3 years it's with America.
Sham.
Who?
Syria. Sham.
Syria. Of course, not with America. So, most of the Arab countries are followed. And then he said that there will be a fight between America and the Eastern countries. What is the West? West is everything West from Europe, is America. Anything from America is East, this side. And Maulana used to say that the Bani al-Asfar No, Bani al-Aswad, the yellow means the Rashad or this area. There will be a fight between America and Russia in Turkey. And he said the world will split into two big parties. We were saying before the two big parties was America and Europe together, and Russia and China of the others. Now we are seeing changes, but still it is two. Now America and Britain and England, and there is the Europe and Germany and Russia and China. So in any case, he said there will be a big war going to happen. That's the word Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith. That there will be, for Judgment Day, there will be a big war between two big groups. And it will end into Turkey through Umuk. Wadi Umuk, it's a big valley. It's between Adana and Aleppo of Syria. That whole area, Iskandaron and Adana and all this area, it's a big, what do you call it?
Plain.
That he said, from the strength of the war and from the flow of the blood of people, a big cow, if it is in the river, how the river will move it, take it from the blood, that moving this cow will, that flood of blood will take the cow. That it means, not necessarily to be physically blood, but means there will be a very strong war. At that time, Mahdi would be given the permission of Sayyidina Isa to come. So, that's what we are looking today and seeing what's going, like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, سوف تضيئ نار من أرض الحجاز أو الأرض نجد يشرائب لها أعناق الإبر في البصر. There will be a fire coming out from the Arab Peninsula and that area there, that the camel in Basra are going to run from its intense heat. And how many of ahadith, I was telling them, showing them yesterday, more than 1,000 ahadith of the signs of the last days in 6 volumes, they have been put together. It describes for you the whole situation that we are seeing. So, to come back to your question, there is no way to go back to peacefulness and so on. No, every day is dangerous than the other day. It will be more dangerous than yesterday. Tomorrow is more dangerous than before. After tomorrow is more dangerous than tomorrow. Don't expect that this dunya is going to be coming peacefully and ending peacefully, everything peacefully. No. Finish. It's not in the hand of anyone. It's in the hand of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's great authority, and it is in the hand of Allah. With the enormous sinna that's going on, with the enormous homosexual people that they are going on, like Bani Lut, like Qawm Lut. Now it's everywhere homosexuality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with that. Even in the Muslim countries, you can find homosexual people. Anywhere around the world, that's becoming everywhere. Marana was speaking in a sukhbah that this is making Allah's bach. What's bach? Revenge coming quick because of such things that going around the Ummah. That's why we, Awliya Allah, their hands are tight. Although it is in their hand, Allah gave them authority, but it goes slowly. There are awliya, they want everything to go quick, but it's moving, so don't worry. It's going to come. Sayyidina Musa, Allah said to him, I'm going to destroy for you Quran soon. And it took 40 years. So it's moving toward the end. One time Allah Sheikh said that now, when everyone is dying, everybody that has a secret, Sayyidina al-Mahdi is taking authority from his hand. Because Awliya Allah, with their teaching, they prevent the action of shaitan as after the ummah. So by these awliya dying, there are no khalifa or substitute to them. So Mahdi is taking the power away. So as these power are less and less and less, and that's why you don't find awliya anymore. Before you, wherever you go, you find someone. Now you cannot find anyone. All their power is being taken. The power is in the hand of Prophet ﷺ. And we, as Ummatul Nabi ﷺ, we expecting that we are very near to a big explosion. Explosion in this world that will change the history that we know. Awliya are not expecting for this dunya more than 50 years. So that's something that it is, we cannot understand it, but it is coming up and we are going to see it, and our children are going to see it. This dunya cannot anymore take more than 50 years. There is a hadith, and I will mention it, in Ruh al-Bayan says, استقامت أمتي فلها معيشة اليوم وإن لم تستقيم فلها نصفين. If my ummah is on the right track, if Allah will give it the life of one day. And if it is going to be astray, Allah gives it the life of half a day. And one day is, to Allah is 1,000 years. If you, nowadays they were telling me something before 2-3 days, someone. Prophet ﷺ didn't say only 4,000 hadith. Bukhari reported 4,000. Because he eliminated a lot. But Prophet said a lot of a hadith. And that's why they specified a hadith from weak to hasan to all kinds of different description of the hadith. There were times that a hadith that was considered weak, but awliyaullah, through their seclusions, they asked Prophet ﷺ in visions and dreams. Allah showed them. They saw themselves standing by the Prophet and asked, Ya Rasulallah, what about this hadith? And Prophet, yeah, this hadith is correct, this hadith is not reported. Many in their recordings, if you look at the Arabic, the writing of this big ulama throughout the history, that many a hadith through their vision, they ask Prophet if it is strong or not. And that hadith that is mentioned in Ruh al-Bayan, Grand Sheikh said that he was in a seclusion for 5 years, completely not with anyone. He eats 7 olives a day and 1 piece of bread. And in one of these dreams, vision, he asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he saw Prophet and he's asking about that particular hadith. And Prophet said in vision, yes, that is true. 2-3 days ago, he was telling me, someone was telling me, that they have posted on one of the websites about one sheikh, very well known. You told me about Qardawi.
Yeah.
What they say, were posting that he saw in a dream, asking about hadith.
Yeah, hadith about Mahdi al-Islam.
Yani, even,
he doesn't.
What?
He doesn't say.
About 313 Ashab Badr.
Yeah, it was on the internet.
Yeah.
313 Ashab Badr.
Ashab Badr.
If
there were 313 men that were pure in this time, then Allah would send support for them. Something like that. I don't remember.
Means they were asking about something in dream, about the hadith in dream and so on. And Yusuf Qardawi, who is one of the scholars that they consider him a scholar, is accepting that kind of a principle. So when you say, oh, I asked Prophet to the dream and vision, and he said, yes, means that a concept that has a background or basis in Islam. So if we take that hadith that I mentioned just now, and we see that the Ummah has been given, as Maulana said, grandchildren, 1,500 people. Now we are having how much? 1,424. So what you are expecting? And this is from Hijra. If you want to add the 13 years of Medina, then you add to the what? With 1,440 approximately. So what is that? 60 years?
No.
So Awliya Allah are not expecting more than that. Allah knows that. So slow down.
Every time, 4 times over.
And do more for your akhirah. And don't play too much. It's better. If you are happy with what Allah gave you, that is better. InshaAllah, it's all good. This question is
a short question.
This is a Western style to ask questions. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, while you were talking, how do you recognize it?
How do you recognize Mahdi alayhi salam? Don't worry, I'm not going to go into that. But don't worry, since you recognize Maulana Sheikh easily, Mahdi will be recognized far more easily.
Oh, that's far.
More important thing to recognize us.
Maulana said anyone that not Maulana, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that anyone has a seed of Iman in his heart will hear the takbir of Mahdi alayhi salam. whatever he eats or what he eats. So as soon as you hear that, when you hear that, you will understand that this is the falling for materialism. But you have to make the effort to move either Makkah or Medina or Sham, Damascus. Three cities around the world are safe. The whole world is not safe. So, Makkah, Medina, and Sham. Three cities are safe. So you have to carry dunya, you see, too many threat. So you have
four.
With one. So an order counts, four. So when you are carrying it like that, yes.
It said, don't pray too much.
Who said? Me? I said, don't pray too much.
How are you communicating? Don't play too much.
Oh, wow.
He's Japanese.
There must be, because the Adil and the Liaqat, there must be Shaitan there. Who heard it play? You heard it play?
Play.
Play. Yeah, don't play, I said.
Yeah.
Who heard it play?
Play.
We heard play.
Play. Who heard it play? I think with you, you have to.
We heard it praying.
I thought it was too good.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, absolutely.